Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Jeremy, how are you? This is John. I have for it's a new claimant for her okay. Depo-Vera case. Her name is Cypriana.
Cypriana,
Allen.
I have her here. And then 706-415-6550.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, you're good. I'll speak with her. Thank you.
Okay. Cypriana, I have Mr. Jeremy on the line for you.
Hi, Cypriana. Cypriana, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line in regards to the Depo-Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit. That is correct?
Correct.
All right. And then you do not have an attorney assisting you in regards to the lawsuit?
No.
Right. And then you are willing to affirm that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents in regards to this lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then I do apologize because some of these questions are probably going to be very repetitive to the ones I just spoke with you about. So we'll get through these as quick as we can. And you're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Correct.
All right. And that was meningioma of the brain?
Yes.
And what is roughly the date of diagnosis?
June 28, 2018.
And was it obtained through CT scan, MRI, the diagnosis, or both?
Yes, CT scan, MRI, and biopsy.
And biopsy, okay. All right. And it's Cypriana, right?
Cypriana.
Cypriana, okay. I'm gonna say Miss Allen just so I don't butcher your name a bunch. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
And then Miss Allen, what is your date of birth?
March 31st, 1993.
And do you know anybody else that would use Depo-Provera and was later injured with the same type of ailments?
No.
No, you're good. No worries. And then you did consume the brand name contraceptive Depo-Provera, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. And you did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum, correct?
Correct.
And then in that 1 year, can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed?
Yes.
All right. And then you did use Depo-Provera between 92 and current day, sometime in there?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
No, you used the Depo-Provera sometime between 1992 and current day?
Oh, yeah.
All right, no, you're good. And then when did you start using it? When did you stop using it? You can give me just years or month and year.
February 2016.
When you started?
When I started.
When did you stop?
And stopped in June 2018.
June of 2018. You said 2016 you started, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then I know this is redundant as well, as we were speaking about female contraceptives, but can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then first name is Cypriana.
Sorry.
And then last name Allen, Allen.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Miss Allen. And then you are not a junior, senior, second, third, or anything like that?
No.
And then what is your social?
254-87-2147.
Okay. And then email, I have Allen, and then your first name, Cypriana, at gmail.com.
Correct.
I'm sorry if I butchered your name again. And then phone number of 706-415-6550. And this is a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And when the attorneys reach out, do you want them to call you, text you, or email you? And would that be best morning, evening, or afternoon?
Evening would be best. And either one is fine.
Okay. Call or text. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Miss Allen, what is your best physical address?
6 Ruby Court.
Okay.
Brentwood, Georgia.
Brentwood, GA. And the zip code 37027?
No, zip code 30220.
Okay, 30220. Okay. Thank you. It's Grantville, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it's a house, not an apartment or anything like that? No number?
Correct. House.
Okay. 1 second. Georgia, Grantville. And Grantville's Coweta County?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then who is the diagnosing doctor or the hospital you went to?
Dr. I went to Piedmont Hospital.
Piedmont. And the hospital and the doctor's name?
Dr. Stephen Ray.
Stephen, Stephen Ray.
No, Steven.
Oh, okay. Ray, and he's in Georgia.
W-R-A-Y.
Oh, W.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
I see him. And did you see him at Brain and Spine Care? Or you saw him at Piedmont?
No, at Piedmont.
You saw him at Piedmont? Okay. One second. And is he the same one that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. And it was Piedmont, Atlanta, right?
Yes.
The one on Peachtree?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And no prior cancer diagnosis, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Sorry if there is noise behind me. Piedmont. And do you know the prescribing doctor? Was it your OBGYN, your primary doctor?
Yes, I'm primary doctor.
What is their name?
Dr. Catherine Burley. Catherine with a C.
Mm-hmm.
Burley, B-U-R-L-E-Y.
B-U-R-L-E-Y. She is on York Avenue in Georgia, Atlanta?
Correct.
Okay. And this is just her family practice, right? She's just, not like a hospital or anything, the facility. Just
right.
Her. Okay.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
All right. York Avenue. And then what pharmacy do you go to?
In LaGrange at CVS.
CVS, okay.
Mm-hmm.
LaGrange. Is it the one on Morgan Street or the one on Roanoke in LaGrange?
Hogansville Road.
Hogansville, okay. Okay, I see it right here. Hogansville, gotcha. Whoops, CVS. CVS. All right. And then there is a copy of your medical records that do exist at the hospital, Piedmont, or at the doctor's office, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yep. And then would you like to add an emergency contact? It is not required.
No, it's fine.
Okay. All right. Gmail. And then, Ms. Allen, let me just confirm everything with you, spelling and such, and then I will send you this text message with the documents. We'll complete it, and then the attorneys can start on this case, okay?
Okay.
And I let you know the call is recorded, of course. You would like to see if you could participate in the Depo Rivera lawsuit and do not have an attorney. That is correct?
Yes, correct.
Right. And then you are, of course, a resident of the United States, and you were unfortunately diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Rivera for at least 1 year. That is correct?
Correct.
And then that was of the brain, of course. And then date of diagnosis would have been roughly 6/28/2018.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then your date of birth is March 31st,
1993? Yes.
All right. And then you did consume or use the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera. That is correct. Used it for 1 year minimum at least and had 4 injections prior to diagnosis in the 1 year, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then started February of 2016, stopped June of 2018.
Correct.
All right. And then you, of course, are a female. First name, C-I-P-R-E-A-N-N-A. Last name, Allen, A-L-L-E-N.
Yes, correct. Right.
And then is it okay if I repeat your social back to you, Ms. Allen?
Yes, it's fine.
254-872147.
Yes.
And then email is your last name. Yeah, thank you. And then email is your last name and then your first name at gmail.com. This is the best number to reach you on. And then address for you is 6 Ruby Court in Grantville, Georgia, 30220.
Correct.
Okay. And then diagnosing doctor is Dr. Stephen Ray, S-T-E-V-E-N And Ray is W-R-A-Y, and you were diagnosed at Piedmont, Atlanta, address of 1968 Peachtree Road. And then I have their phone number here, and they also have the treating doctor as well, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. And then the prescribing doctor was Catherine Burley, and that is your, that was your, that's your primary doctor, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Primary doctor, primary care doctor. Okay. And there's your primary care doctor, and she is on 868 York Avenue Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. And then the pharmacy you went to is the CVS on Hogansville Road.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then there is a copy of your medical records somewhere. The hospital would have them or so, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you a text right now, Ms. Allen, and you will get it. It will say Jeremy Perlman wants to send you a DocuSign. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've done a DocuSign in the past. It's very simple. Just click on the link. It will open up. You want to say yes to allow. And then from there, you want to hit the yellow continue, and then you'll see a yellow start. You should have just got the text right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to click on that link for the DocuSign. When it opens, you want to say yes or allow. And then after you say yes or allow, you'll see a yellow continue and an agree button. And then from there, you'll see a start, and then that will take you in the document.
Okay.
And then let me send you all the information once you do complete it with all the lawyer's information. One second.
And what am I signing right now?
So this is giving them permission to basically pull medical records and then also reach out to you. So if they reach out to you and you don't like what they're saying, you can always cancel. So this is just basically giving them permission to reach out and then pull medical records on your behalf.
Gotcha.
And then let me send you this too as well, so you have my direct number. One sec. Let me know when you hit finish. Where is that? There it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then once you hit finish, yeah, I see you finished it. Let me send you this text message. Hold on. 706. And then just to confirm again, I know I sent you this text, but 706-415-6550.
Correct.
Okay. And then you're going to get a text right now from my direct number. Let me just make sure all this is right. That is the number. Yes, that is it. Okay. And they're going to reach out to you in about, I would say 7 days or so, but probably closer to 10 just because Christmas is coming up. But if you don't hear from them by, let's say, like next Friday or Monday coming up, please do feel free to give me a call back on that 949 number, and I can always transfer you to them, Ms. Allen, or I can get an update. So, but yeah. That is all. They will start pulling records, and they will reach out to you probably in the next, I would say the next 3 days, but I would probably be closer to like 7 or 8.
Okay. You said they'll reach out to me and let me know the process?
Yes. And they're going to start pulling records and such. That was basically with the form we just completed and the whole intake. And then they're going to start that process, and then they're going to reach out to you if they need any more information. But they should reach out to you in around 7 to 10 days, though, just to, you know, touch base.
Okay.
And if you don't hear from them, feel free to call me back on that number, that 949 number I texted you from, or text me. All right?
Okay. Gotcha.
I do thank you so much for your time, and you have a wonderful day, and you have a happy holidays. Thank you.
Thank you. Same to you, Jamie.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.